Securing your agency's data is paramount. IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, offers a tailored solution for federal agencies. Protecting sensitive data isn't just about safeguarding. It's about ensuring availability, recovery, and reliability to support mission-critical operations. As an IBM Platinum partner, 4Inc trusts IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, for unmatched speed and efficiency in securing, accessing, and ensuring the integrity of vital data. Visit FOURINC.com.
Have you met All Modern? All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture, and they deliver it for free in days. You heard that right, days. That way, you get your sofa ASAP and can sit comfortably while figuring out your other modern must-haves. At All Modern, you'll find only the best of modern, from Scandi to mid-century, minimalist to maximalist. Every piece is hand-vetted for quality by our team of experts and designed for real life. That's modern made simple. Shop now at allmodern.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
It's Thursday, April 20th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft renames hacker groups, and new Secure by Design guidelines are released, and Primo raises $3.4 million to streamline IT management for SMBs, emerging as a new competitor in the co-managed IT market. This is the Business of Tech. Ready to learn and connect with industry leaders and peers about the future of IT? Sign up now for Ateraverse, May 3rd and 4th, entirely online. With industry experts from Microsoft, Zoom, Atera, Malwarebytes, Bitdefender, and more, you'll get 2 full days of content. And keynote address from Mike Massimino, astronaut, professor, author, and speaker. And I'll be there with an AMA with the leadership at Atera. Find out more at Atera.com and sign up for this free event. Bit more improperly managed cloud accounts. Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 Threat Intelligence Team analyzes 210,000 cloud accounts across 1,300 organizations in its annual Cloud Threat Report released on Tuesday. Quoting further from Axios, 76% of organizations that store data in the cloud don't enforce multi-factor authentication for their users, per the report. While 58% of organizations also don't require MFA for network administrations either. Researchers also found sensitive data in 66% of cloud storage buckets associated with these accounts. 60% of organizations took longer than 4 days to resolve security alerts tied to their cloud systems. Microsoft is now using a new naming convention to discuss hacking groups. Hackers will now be named after events like storms, typhoons, and blizzards as part of 8 groups that Microsoft is using to track cyber attacks. That means the group that has targeted companies like NVIDIA, Samsung, and Microsoft will now be referred to as Strawberry Tempest. The new taxonomy will include 5 key groups: nation-state actors, financially motivated actors, private sector offensive actors, influence operations, and groups still in development. Nation-state hackers will be named after a specific family of weather events designed to indicate where the groups are being directed from. This includes China as Typhoon, North Korea as Sleet, and Russia as Blizzard. Financial motivated hacking groups will be named Tempest, with private sector offensive actors and commercial entities that create and sell cyber weapons as Tsunami, and influence operations and manipulative information campaigns named after floods. Finally, a new set of guidelines is out for software manufacturers from CISA, the FBI, and NSA. The Principles and Approaches document, which isn't mandatory but lays out the agency's views on securing software, offers that software should end default passwords, write in safer programming languages, and establish vulnerability disclosure programs for reporting flaws. It's a set of guidelines for security by design intended to create a baseline for software design. Why do we care? Well, names like Strawberry Tempest sound a bit silly. The nomenclature that tells motivation will be helpful for analysis. Knowing a group's intent quickly is the key benefit. I'm going to focus a bit on that Secure by Design document. It's a clear set of software guidance that we can see being used by the government in purchasing decisions, which would easily apply to buying decisions in the commercial space, and thus a set of guidelines to apply to software purchases and recommendations made by IT services organizations, perhaps even a scorecard system to make those recommendations. And in those designed by default should be MFA. MFA should just be required, particularly in all cloud data accounts. Again, more guidance to leverage. So I don't usually cover fundraising. I'll make an exception here, and I think it'll make sense when I get to the Why Do We Care section. Let's quote from TechCrunch. Meet Primo, a French startup that recently raised a $3.4 million funding round to build a software as a service product that handles the IT needs of small and medium companies. Primo keeps track of your fleet of devices and then can help you manage it without a dedicated IT manager. Primo wants to be the companion SaaS for small companies. Currently has four different modules that should speed up and rationalize IT tasks. Quote, everyone has become an accidental IT manager. It has a lot of advantages. One, it's free. Two, it's super agile and responsive. First, Primo can simplify how your company manages laptops and other devices. Instead of ordering from different websites and manually keeping track of devices in a spreadsheet, Primo users can order new laptops from Primo's dashboard. Second, Primo helps you manage devices remotely. For this module, the company works with Hexnode, a mobile device management company. But instead of showcasing a ton of options to the end customers, Primo is focusing on the needs of small companies. Third, Primo has a security module with next-generation antivirus solutions and endpoint detection and response solutions. Once again, the company is partnering with another company to bring these features. Finally, Primo also offers support features. In that case, if an employee has a problem because they spilled some water or their laptop got stolen, Primo handles all repairs and replacements with next-day loaner devices and some insurance coverage. Up next, the startup wants to tackle software IT. Big companies often rely on an identity and access management product like Okta to make sure that everybody has access to the right tools and that former employees can't access Slack anymore. Now, why do we care? That sounds like a provider, like an MSP. It's a clever play, raise money by focusing on building a software solution while delivering the solution themselves. Certainly fits well with a co-managed IT model. Most of this could have been born with solutions already in the market, but I find the differences insightful. Purchasing laptops from the dashboard, for example, offering insurance and loaner devices. Now, many listeners may be screaming that this is what their organizations do now. I know. That's why we care. This is a new type of competitor in the market. Every 3 years, Carl Polichuk and Small Biz Thoughts bring you a spectacular two-day online conference, and they do it right. Mark your calendars and plan to join on May 17th and 18th at the SMB Online Conference 2023. Two full days of content, more than a dozen speakers, a special Killing It Live podcast recording, and much more. Save $100 by registering today at smbonlineconference.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Today, National Cheddar Cheese Fries Day. Did we need a day for that? I'll have cheddar cheese fries any day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries.
Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.